Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy!
Hey folks, this is episode number 191. That means we have 9 episodes left. For the big 200. What's the big surprise for 200 going to be? We don't have one.
We're going to stop.
We have one. It's we just can't tell anybody what it is yet.
Yeah. Right. Surprise.
Tell me, Bill, what it is.
So I know. Yeah, Bill needs to tell Dennis and I after this episode.
We have a surprise. We just aren't telling anybody yet.
So anyway.
We'll do something.
We will do something. Obviously, we'll do something. Might be something stupid, but we'll do something. So anyway, as you guys all know, not that I haven't talked about it every fucking week for a year, but I went on the Kiss cruise.
Thank God it's over.
The countdown on Facebook is done. I was disappointed the day of the cruise it didn't have the little thing that said 0 days left, because I really wanted, counting down to be able to put that on there, but it wasn't on there, so I had to improvise. I had to use the Kiss cruise logo. Darn the lot.
That's good. Dang.
So anyway, before we get to my actual talking about the Kiss cruise itself, I sat on the ship with Joe Polo from Podcast Rock City, and he and I talked for about 15 minutes, so I'm going to drop that in the middle of this episode, basically after we get done talking about local news, rock news, whatever, and album acquisitions. So who wants to go first?
I don't know. We haven't done this for a while.
I don't have it. Yeah. What do we do? What's the format?
News-wise, I do have. Only thing I have is we have a restaurant bar / I don't know what it is down on near Franklin Street. It's actually on Veterans Parkway.
It's on Wabash.
Wabash. There we go. My wife and I seen it because we went to the. They have like a big on Saturdays. They have like this farm thing. Whatever. We go down and get tomatoes and corn and all.
Farmers
shit.
Market, bro.
Farmers Market. There you go. But anyway, I walked by there one day, and it's like going, this place called Maidens. Well, of course, and they use the font, you know, the Maiden font. And I'm like going, wow, they're just looking to get in trouble for that one. And I guess they had made T-shirts and koozies and everything else. Well, they got a letter here about a week ago.
Yep.
And actually made the news. I mean, it made national, not regular news, not CNN, but it made like all the rock news little websites and shit.
It made Blabbermouth or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was one of those. So, yeah, they are now maidens, or not maidens, they are damsels. Damsels, is that right? Is
that that sounds correct.
I think that's right. I remember reading it.
So, you know what, though? If he may have did that on purpose just to get his name out there. You know, he didn't get in trouble for it. I mean, he got in trouble, but basically had to, you know.
He didn't really get in trouble. I mean, he just said, hey, here's a cease and desist, and he goes, okay.
Yeah.
So.
And thank you for all the.
Thank you for all the free publicity. Maybe he's a Gene Simmons fan.
That's what I'm thinking.
Publicity is free publicity.
Now you can go to Damsels and get like half off on all the Maiden
merch.
T-shirts.
I bet you can't. I bet they got to give it away.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Iron Maiden, I saw something posted on Facebook that Steve Harris's other band is going to be doing some touring next year. British Lion, is that the name of that band?
Yes, it is.
I saw something about that, but being the not really a big Maiden fan that I am, I didn't explore. So if you're a Maiden fan and you're a Steve Harris offshoot band fan, check that out.
Lee Westy is probably would be the person to call and ask those questions because she would know all that stuff.
I bet she would know.
She is a huge
and I'm
Steve
surprised
Harris
that he's going to have time for that, because I figured Iron Maiden would add on their big world tour, because Bruce Dickinson's getting ready to go through a divorce. They said it could cost him $30 million.
Oh, pounds.
Or pounds.
He has to share 90 million pounds.
Because not only the band and all that stuff, but he has an aircraft manufacturing thing. Yeah, he's almost 30 years with this lady.
29.
And
that's almost 30.
Super fan, some young chick. He drove. I was like, wow. I hope that shit's good. I hope it's $90 million or pounds good.
I'm gonna go with no.
No, I would say about a month and a half from now he'll be like, oh, damn, what did I do? But you know, we love Bruce, we love Iron Maiden, but Jesus, you know, keep your shit together.
God, I like Jesus too.
I do too. Keep your shit together too.
Anyway. I don't have any news. What kind of news do I have? Oh, we're going to talk about, you know, we'll talk about the Kiss stuff whenever we get to the cruise. So that's news. Let's see. Oh, Elton John had a show coming up here. It was supposed to be last week, and my son Alex was going to get to work the show, and they got a call in the office that afternoon that says, not today. Elton's sick.
That's the second time he's postponed that concert, too. A girl, a friend of mine. Yes, a friend of mine who got tickets for her birthday for that show, they postponed it on her birthday, and then it was a reschedule, and he postponed it again.
And she's like, be on a Thursday, which will be.
Oh, there's some people pissed about that.
Well, and the other part of that is like, I didn't know this. I know it now, but I didn't know it then. Is, you know, the venue had already sent all the people home, like that had assembled the stage and stuff like that. So
right,
had to call them all back, pay them X money. So that didn't go.
So he actually got set up. He didn't. I mean, it was like a last minute.
There was some stuff set up. Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah, it
kind of like the food thing. It was like just an emergency.
Yeah, he just sick. Yeah, I don't know how far along they got, but yeah, who knows? Whatever. Crazy. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
But it's kind of crazy.
Yep, that is true. Let's see. Right.
So what?
Yeah,
I've been on a while, but there's nothing been really happening. I mean, nothing.
So I got to go. Big. Oh, so we haven't been on since I went to New York, right?
Right.
And I got to see our buddy Stephen Wright from Potter Than Hell.
I think. Did we talk about that?
Did we talk about? I don't think we talked about it.
We did.
No. Okay. No.
So Lisa and I showed up at the firehouse and
they set his soul afire. Yeah.
And they, firehouse. So he showed us his big ladder truck, and then
did he have a pole though? Did they have
Did they have a pole? If Steven's listening to this, it must not have been a very impressive poll because my wife is looking at me with no idea there was a poll. So
that's the first thing I'm going to ask is like, I want to.
How big is your poll, Steven?
Yeah. So no, he took us on a tour and stuff like that, and we met his the guy that he hangs out with that where they share a shift, and right. It's pretty cool. It was neat. We hung out, chatted for a little bit, and then we took the worst freaking road in the world from Carbondale, Pennsylvania to Newburgh, New York. I think we saw three or four deer that were like inches away from the car. It was not good. It was a 2-lane road, curvy, hilly, black as black could be outside in a brand new car. It scared the shit out of me. I was white knuckling it. It was bad. But it was cool. It was good to see Steven. It was kind of cool. I just texted him and said, hey, man, we're in the area. Come on up. See me. I got to work. All right. So it's cool. It's fun.
That's awesome.
So I did some album acquisitions while we
were there. There you go. Let's hear it. Let's see it.
Segue, right? So I want to give a shout out because I think they're going to listen to this episode too. So I went – there's a little place in – we go to Newburgh, New York as an Airbnb that we stay at when we go see Noah at West Point. It's about 20 miles north of the post. And there's a place called the Vintage Emporium there, which is like an antique mall kind of thing.
Right.
Inside there's a vinyl record shop, basically, and it's called Sound Shack. So giving a shout out to let's see, Sandy and Phil. So they are the awesome. Owner of that. They have a really cool place. I mean, it's the thing I like, right? When I go, it's organized. You know, the rock stuff's together. It's alphabetized to a degree. At least the A's are all together. You know, the soul stuff's all in one spot. And you don't have to dig through shit just to dig through shit. I mean, I do like doing that sometimes, but I like it to be like at least somewhat organized. Anyway, so I have bought stuff every time we went there because it's kind of a cool place. But and I only bought one thing from that booth this time, which I picked up Bad Company. Cool. The first record, and this thing is, the cover's got a few marks on it, but the record is mint. I mean, awesome. It sounds incredible and really, and I've been looking for this, and every time I find it, it looks like it's been through a cheese grater or, you know, people have got Coke rings on it or some crap like that. So, but I really like it, and those guys are nice. So I've sent them. They're gonna ask me to send them a list. They're gonna look for some stuff, and they'll ship it. So
cool.
He finds some cool stuff. The other thing I got while I was up there, same vintage Emporium place, but a different place. A guy that had some records, and actually this record is freaking badass, which is White Snake Slide It In. And if you would have been here on Saturday in the cul-de-sac, you know.
Heard maybe a little slide it in.
I don't know why the neighbors didn't call the cops, because they was screaming, slide it in, really, really loud. So anyway, it wasn't a girl's voice or a woman's voice, so right. Or my wife's voice, so it didn't matter. So
right.
Nobody paid any attention. So anyway, exactly. And then here in town, I went out and picked up a couple things. So I got Boston. Don't look back.
I saw that this week.
What did you get for that?
I gave $7. Oh. No, yeah, seven or five. I can't remember. I had two of them, and I was carrying them around, and I landed on this one because this was in better shape than the other one.
Yeah, book broker had
it. So it was kind of one of those deals where the record, this record was in better shape than this cover.
Right.
The other cover was better, but I didn't switch them because that would be like, I would go to hell for that, right? Right. Or something. Right. Anyway, I haven't listened to this yet, but
I rebuy stuff just for that reason, though. Sometimes if it's cheap, if it's a couple bucks, I just buy it.
And they had Don't Look Back. I mean, they had More Than a Feeling, and you know, the first Boston record. Right. And I thought that was it, and I was like, I thought that I was going to buy that too, and then I was like, no, I already have that. And I was looking through my Discogs, and I was like, it's not on here, but I know I have it. I know I've listened to it. And I come home, and nope, I don't have it. Okay.
Let me know, because they have it down at I think they have it down at Whatchamadoodle, so book proper
at the Whatchamadoodle. Yeah. And then the last thing I got was Mr. I always like Mr.
Oh, Mr. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
This is a good record. So I listened to this the other day too. So this awesome. Is a really good record. So I think I got four really good finds this week. So those are my vinyl finds. Okay. Man, you got a freaking stack, dude.
I got a pile, dude. Fucking spin a shit god. All right.
This is when Alan naps off.
All right. So I real quick, I'm
on goes into this. Cruise mode.
And these are all in really good shape, so I don't have to say that. So I went to Space Monkey the other day, and I got Rod and I were just talking about this the other day. I got Trace Ombre's ZZ Top. Now I paid $15 for that, but still it's expensive if you buy it.
How do you feel about that?
What's that?
Bent over or
No. Deguello, ZZ Top, which that's probably one of my favorite ZZ Top albums. I paid $15 for it also. So that's the only thing I got from Space Monkey in the last couple of days. It was like I got my ZZ Top fill. So then I went by I gotta pull this out. So anyway, I went by that same day I went by down there Book Broker. I got the Pretenders album. This is a pretty decent one.
I'm not a Pretenders fan.
Well, it's got Middle of the Road, Back on the Chain Gang.
Yeah, it's just not a.
You know what though? Fan. $5. Yeah. You know what the hell? And it's in really good shape. So my friend Steven Barnett sent
my
copy of my Pump 5, and I tell you what, it fucking sounds good on. It sounds good on record. It sounds good. This plastic really, really shines on my computer, doesn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, your forehead shines really well too.
anyway, this Pump 5 album sounds really good. And I tell you what, we've had actually two or three people on our page that have messaged us and said, hey man, thank you for hooking me up with this band, really liking the way they sound. So I mean, there you go, another shout out to Steve. I think that their Pump 5 is a great band, so check them out. Bought a couple new records off of Amazon. I wanted Tom Petty, so I got some Damn the Torpedoes.
I have that original version.
Right. I didn't buy that shit.
Damn it.
Then torpedoes. German 180 Graham, the original, the first Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album. So I got that.
I wouldn't understand a thing they were saying.
I paid. Well, it's not in German. It's a German pressing.
Oh, I think you said it was in
German. But I think I paid 18 range for both of those, which I think that was pretty decent for new albums. So then
Target's got albums on sale right now. Buy two, get one free.
They do?
Yeah.
They're like $40 a piece. So you're not going to save anything.
No, they're not. I mean, I've been looking at some of them because I'm going to try to get some Black Bay Smoke records.
They got the white album there. I want to get it.
I don't want to buy a Beatles white album that's 180 gram. I want to buy a Beatles album that's 100 gram.
So anyway. So that was my two new ones. And then I went to Book Broker the other day. My father-in-law come down. He says, hey, they got some new records down there. He said, have you come in? So for $4, I got Beating the Odds, Molly Hatchet. Real nice copy of that. That's a good one. Molly Hatchet's getting pretty well filled out. Kiss Animal Eyes, got it for $8, which, you know, it is what it is. I have that one already, but it's a shitty copy. Now I got a good one. I got Kiss Asylum. I got that for $7. Another good shape. I'm not going to say that again. Cyndi Lauper, True Colors, $5. Huh. That's a nice album.
Oh, that's good. That's a good deal. $5, man.
Yeah, and it's $5. Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, got that for $6.
I carried that around again when I got the Mr. thing. Yeah. It was $7. I was like, I just couldn't pull the trigger. They had that one and had Vital Idol, which was a compilation thing, but it didn't have it had like White Wedding and stuff on it, but it didn't have some other stuff that I thought it would have had.
Eyes Without a Face and Pleasure Fantasy. That's the three songs.
Yeah, there's some good stuff on there.
Okay, I jumped out a little bit higher. I paid $12 for a really nice copy of Let It Be.
Is that the 180 gram version?
No, this is the original.
What's wrong with you? You could have paid $17 and got the 180 gram version.
Because you know what? I was just in a
mood. Just busting your balls.
I was in a buying mood. This is the second CD that I ever bought. Sammy Hagar.
Well, that's a record.
Sorry, Ralph. This guy, you know, I Can't Drive 55. Got it for $6. Not bad. About to round out my REO Speedwagon collection. Max! That's that phone. Got the You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish. Yeah. We got that for $4.
Should've been $1. Answer the damn phone!
Yeah, I know.
Come on, man! For those of you not watching this, he has muted himself and hollered, get that damn phone!
So anyway, and then I went to, finishing out the weekend, I went up to Trader Baker's and just pulled out, went to that one old lady saying, here is the Monkees.
I heard this you went to some old lady thing and pulled out.
No, this is the old lady place, the Meet the Monkey. This is one that Ken Mills talked about. This was the one that was on his record player when he was younger a lot. This thing is in really good shape. Got this for $5. I mean, it's an original 1966 and it's like brand new.
About 53 years old.
Yeah.
Just guessing.
And then I got this, and I was showing Bill this earlier. This is my last one. I got Aerosmith's original album from Columbia, debut album for $10. I paid $10 for this. But it's got an odd thing. So anybody knows about this, it's got a sticker. The back side of the album is a sticker on there that they put on there. I don't know why they did that. I'm still trying to figure out why they did that. But anyway, that's what I got. So I got a ton of – I did a shit ton. I probably spent, 55, 30 – spent about $100 this week.
Wow.
I got to stop. It's getting bad. Anyway,
I'm going. There's a show in Indianapolis on Sunday. I think I might go to.
Cool. That would be awesome.
It's a new show. It's the first time they're ever having it up there. So
it'll be awesome. All right. Well, that's what I got this week.
And, that's our vinyl finds for the week.
Vinyl acquisitions.
Now
we need to talk about, we need to take a,
The Kiss Cruise. Yeah. I spent about 15 minutes on the Kiss Cruise with Joe Polo, which I think I've probably already brought up. But here's Joe Polo.
All right, you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll never be.
All right, 3, 2, 1. What's up, everybody? Joe here.
Alan Tate.
All right, so I got Alan Tate here from Ages of Rock. We're on the cruise together.
We are on the Sunday part of the cruise.
Yes, last day, headed back home. And I think we've had a great time. I haven't really processed everything yet as far as, you know, what was great, what wasn't so great. But what wasn't so great is very small.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I've had a great time. This is your first cruise, so I'm more interested in hearing. I mean, we're going to talk about what we all have done. But yeah. I'm really interested in your entire, like, idea. You spent the money. Was it worth it? How was your show? So let's start from the beginning. What have you loved the most? Like, let's start with bands that we don't know.
For me, I think the highlight band was the New Roses.
The New Roses.
And they are out of Wiesbaden, Germany. Yeah, it's pretty cool because these guys are an amazing blues rock band. And to hear the guys sing, you know.
Right.
They don't sound German, you know. When you hear Klaus Meine sing, he sounds German, but he pulls the English off. These guys sing, the drummer and the singer, they're the only two that sing in the band, but they harmonize together really well. That guy's got a nice, gritty blues rock voice, you know, and all the musicians in that band are just phenomenal.
Man, for me, I like the Dead Man's Whiskey.
I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah.
I don't, if they're not playing today, I won't have gotten to see them.
They were awesome.
Yeah. There's too much going on. You can't catch everything.
Yeah. It's a constant.
And I guess this cruise, you know, things were done a little differently because I noticed a lot of people kind of complained that it's not the way it was and
right.
Made it harder to... Because I know when they first announced the schedule, they basically had one of Bruce's first sets during the first batch of stage photos.
Right, yeah.
You know, and enough people complained about that because...
That they moved it.
That they moved it around because... especially for me personally, Bruce is one of the highlights of the cruise for me and one of the reasons that I decided to come on this cruise because they play all of those songs
that Kiss isn't going
to
play.
That the people on the ship know and want to hear and that Kiss isn't going to play. And I give Paul props because at the concert, you know, and he did it both nights, he gave a shout out to Bruce and those guys for pulling out those songs.
Right.
Because he knew the fans wanted to hear them.
Yeah, that's been, I mean, 3 years in a row now.
Yeah.
Bruce, the first year he played one show because he had to leave. So he played the show with his brother Bob.
Bob Kulick.
Bob Kulick. And then...
He's not so cute these days.
And then they split, you know, they had to leave.
Yeah.
So if you guys are noticing, I'm a little snotty. This is the first time I've ever got
he's
sick.
He's snottier than normal.
First time I ever got sick on the boats. I'm not miserable. It's just...
I was really congested yesterday.
But, so I would say my buddy Mike Williams from Kiss Talk and Classic Rock Drops, he called me up and said, Joe, I don't think my wife is going to go to the indoor show. Let's see if it's possible for you to go. And that worked out. So I got to go to the indoor show.
Did you go to night one or night two?
Night one.
I was at night one.
I was in the first row past the standing, right in dead in the center.
Oh, my God. Beautiful.
And I thank him very much. I appreciate it very much.
I need to give his wife a shout out. Their cabin was, you know, just a few cabins down from mine. And I was coming out, it was maybe the second day of the cruise. And she says, would you like some water? And I'm like, oh, no, not really. She's like, no, please, we bought a case of water. And they didn't tell us they were liter bottles.
Liter
so,
bottles.
So we have 24 liters of water, and we're never going to drink it all, you know. So I finally started on my second liter of water last night right before I went to bed. Or I should say this morning right before I went to bed.
It's you and I have run into each other a lot.
Yes,
we've had a great time.
Yes.
We've hung out. We got to make sure that we eat at some point. Have we eaten together? I think we just sat. No,
well,
I ate.
We sat while you ate because I had just got done eating.
Yeah. And we've just had a great time. Kiss, we went to the first show. I watched the second. I think the second was terrible compared to the first. I watched it from my room on the television.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did not think that it was as good as the first. I thought the first night, the crowd seemed to have more energy. And
except for the Love Gun tapping on the microphone.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It was.
Anybody notice our album Love Gun? Crickets.
It was.
But not one cheer. I was just like, and the look on Paul's face was worth it.
Yeah. And he tapped on the microphone and goes, I was just making sure this was still working.
Oh.
I know. I haven't figured out. Okay, so the songs were great. It felt short, but once I looked at the set list, it's, you know, I guess about 13 songs.
Yeah. Which is typical for the cruise, I think.
Yeah. And then I saw Tommy fall down. Tommy fell down.
You know, I looked away for a second, and then I turned back around, and I'm like, oh my God, Tommy's on the floor. What happened? Damn it, I missed it.
And he never missed a beat. He kept playing guitar.
Yeah.
And he had this he had a smile on his face with a concerned look as well. Almost like, oh, there's going to be pictures of this. And you can see them on Podcast Rock City right now.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I got some shots of Tommy on the ground. It's because it's such a rare sight.
Well, every one of those guys has fallen on stage.
And I'm not sure if Tommy has, but the other day.
He has now.
And I took a shot of it just because. So my buddy Ken is going to, he's meeting Tommy in L.A., and he's going to get the picture signed for me.
That is epic.
I think it would be a great picture. Hopefully he'll sign it. And just have a good, that's funny, you know. This is you.
Tell him to sign too. I would like one.
And
I'll
then,
pay him for it.
And then the set was good. The show, everything was, I mean, they sounded really good. There was one moment where, right before God Gave Rock and Roll to You, or right after, where Gene turned to Paul and made this face, like, and then Paul walked over and
they got face to face
and he talked to him, like,
it kind of looked a little serious, and then Gene stuck his tongue out
at him, almost like you messed something up there.
Well, one thing I did notice is the little spoken word part, he messed that up. I did notice that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he started to say it and it's like he forgot the words.
Oh, I was busy screaming and singing and everything at that point.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give somebody a disease now. I just want to wipe my face. And whoever this is, please be careful with it.
Well, now that it's wadded up over there, they'll take it.
Throw it away. Wash it. Nasty right
now. You're going to incinerate it.
I've gone through almost a whole thing of Halls. I've had elderberries, which, by the way, your mother smells like them. And I've had elderberries. And Ken and Kara, my roommates, man, they've been so awesome. They have. We've had so much fun. We've laughed. Every night that we've all gone to bed, we're all laying in our beds and just laughing because for every reason.
Yeah.
All day long, there's something going on that's funny, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so besides that, Jamaica was nice. From what I hear, it was way better than the last time they went to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And I did like the Bahamas. Going to that island was nice.
Well, I didn't go. I hung out with some friends, and we didn't get off the ship until, we didn't go into Jamaica until about 1, because we only got off the ship long enough to walk around the touristy area and come right back on. And I have to apologize to my wife because I waited too long. There's a gentleman that hand weaves baskets, You know, so she wanted me to get one of his baskets, but by the time I got off the ship, I guess he'd made his quota for the day because he was gone.
He was gone. Oh.
Yeah. But well, we were in one of the stores, and one of the Ages of Rot listeners came up to me, and he was like, "Hey, man, I really like your podcast." I'm like, "Oh, thank you." And then just walked off. You know? Not smart enough to say, "Oh, hi, how are you? Thanks for listening." So I caught him later. I caught him this morning, actually, and I says, "I was kind of out of it yesterday. So, what's your name and where are you from?" So shout out to our listener Tim. That was
where is he from?
Awkward moment from that part. You know, I didn't really ask him where he's from. I'm lucky. And that's one thing that I've noticed on this cruise is one of our listeners, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, wake up. I ran into him and he was talking to some friends. So, you know, I just hung out with him for a little bit. And he was like, "Well, guys, I guess Alan thinks everybody knows him, so I'm just going to introduce him for you." You know, and that's when I realized I suck at introducing myself to people. Yeah, so if I met you and I didn't, I'm still socially awkward, so I'm growing up, y'all.
It's very funny because you walked up to me at one point, and I was talking to somebody, and I don't know why, I just assume everybody I know, you know.
Right.
So you were like, "Joe's not very good at this. I'm Alan." But saw a lot of listeners, way more than ever before. I've had a great time.
Yeah.
I am ready to go home now.
Oh, as am I.
I'm ready to go
home. This is the perfect length of time for one of these cruises, yeah. I think.
They did make the big announcement that KISS will be doing the final show in July 2021.
And honestly, that is not the announcement I was expecting.
Right. My
understanding is that they're doing two cruises next year.
Spain.
One out of still Miami and one out of Spain.
Yeah.
Is that what I...
Barcelona.
Barcelona. That is what I've heard. I haven't seen it from an official channel, but
so it must not
I don't have internet on the ship because I'm too cheap to pay for it.
Right. It must not be happening.
Yeah, I don't know.
It must just be...
But I'm going to miss KISS Cruise 10 because I'm going to have a better time on a Hawaiian Islands cruise with my wife.
That'll be nice.
Assuming she hasn't kicked me out for having too good a time here.
She might hear this and go, "Oh, no, you're already booked."
Yeah.
You're already booked for that.
Yeah, we're booked for that. Yeah. I mean, I would rather go on the Hawaiian cruise with her, to be honest.
Yeah. So here's the deal. If you want to get Alan's full take on the cruise, you'll be doing it on your show.
Yes.
And then mine, I'll be doing the same thing. So make sure that if you're not subscribed to Podcast Rock City, that you do. And if you're not subscribed to Ages of Rock, that you do. So you can hear Alan's version, because it'll be completely different than mine. I'm going to wander around the cruise now, because you know they have all this memorabilia.
I want to do that as well.
Yeah. I don't have the map with me, so I got
to
get a map.
Yeah, I need to find a map.
I've seen a few things. But I want to go check that out. So, don't forget.
I wanted to ask you before we get off of here, the Sail Away show. What was your highlights on the Sail Away show? If you had any. Because your perspective is different than mine.
Right. I enjoyed the music, but I didn't get to see anything. They did it in the round this year. And by the time I tried to find... I didn't want to be downstairs amongst that huge crowd of people.
Yeah. I stood up on the sun deck, so the gazebo kind of blocked part of my view, and it didn't occur to me that in the round it was going to spin around.
Turn around, yeah.
So when I first noticed that it was spinning around, I thought Gene's amp was on wheels, and it was rolling, vibrating as they were playing. And I was like, "Oh shit, where did Gene go? Oh wait, that stage is moving. Oh, that's pretty cool."
That was cool. I just wasn't prepared to handle it. So I found a table where I could, of course, still hear. I ordered a drink. I sat down. I listened to the music. The songs were great. Bruce got on stage. That was awesome.
He was on stage with them longer than I expected.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was on last year. Five or six songs.
Yeah, last year was about the same. It was really cool.
Was it? Yeah.
I'd love to ask them how they feel about that. You know, talk to KISS about it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. What about you?
For me, you know, not having seen a Sail Away show or any of the cruise shows, an acoustic version of Lover All I Can That was pretty cool. They did an acoustic version of She.
She, yeah, that was probably my highlight.
There was another one that they did that I don't think they've done before, and I'm drawing a blank on it now. But there were three different songs they did acoustic.
Was it Every Time I Look at You?
No, I don't.
Did they
like,
do that?
They did that one, but yeah. I don't care for that song.
It's good acoustic music.
But
romance.
One thing I did not like is when they had Eric sing Mainline. Paul had to take a shot at Peter.
Yeah. You know,
everybody knows, Paul. Everybody knows. Let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when we're here celebrating the band.
Right. You know.
But somewhere he's taking a shot at Paul right now.
Oh, they all take shots at each other. Hell, Gene and Paul take shots at each other when they're together.
They took a shot at Eric when, guess who we're waiting for?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
The highlight of the makeup show for me was either the second or third song when they did Larger Than Life.
Larger Than Life.
Holy shit. You know, and that might have been a jab at Bob.
I think so, maybe.
Might have been a jab at Bob. But the real highlight of the makeup show for me was It's My Life.
It's My Life.
Holy shit.
When they pulled that out, I was very surprised. I was like, well, this is, I can check that one off the list of things I've seen.
Right.
Yeah, definitely one of those. I mean, on the boat. I mean, they played it for a few of Gene's solo things.
You know, that was one of, I saw Gene at, up in Fort Wayne. And that was one of the, either the first or second song of that set that day, you know, so.
Pretty amazing.
That,
pretty amazing.
You know, if a fan is upset because they played that.
Instead of Dr. Yeah, Love or something.
You know, and Dr. Love is my favorite song. And I was not upset at all. And, you know, I asked a couple of people walking around about, what'd you think of the set? Well, they didn't play Deuce, and they didn't play Dr. Love, and they didn't play Love Gun. I'm like, they play those on, they play every one of those.
On the tour.
On the tour, you know.
Yeah, you can
but
see
But, of course, they did play a couple of songs that they play on the tour. But
yeah.
I was put Got to Choose. That was another one. I had not heard that one electric before, so that was cool.
I'm definitely pleased. I can't wait for next year. I'm sad you won't be here.
Yeah.
I'll have a good time for you.
Have a good time enough for both of us.
Absolutely. All right, so that's it. Don't forget, Ages of Rock, Podcast Rock City. 3, 2, 1.
Peace out.
Thanks, Joe Polo.
Wow, that was a great. That was,
that was
really
awesome.
Cool.
That was awesome.
And as you all noticed, for those of you watching the video or watched it on YouTube, that was audio only, because we both set down our recorders right in front of us, and you know, the same conversation that you just heard Joe and I have, you're going to hear on the podcast Rock City as well, because we both just recorded the same thing. We'll just put them out at the same time. So it's easier.
That's pretty cool.
Easier that way. So.
Joe's a good guy. I like Joe. Sonny, you know, not so much, but Joe's great. No. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
So we want to hear all about the fucking cruise. We've heard about this shit for a year, and I'm interested because I've never been on a cruise.
Well,
so
it was a really good time. Thanks. See y'all next week.
No, we're going to get a little bit more in depth than that. So.
Oh yeah. First of all, what did you pack? First of all,
No Kiss t-shirts.
I did not go to the Cruise Fest because all of the good stuff happened the couple of days before I got there. But a friend of mine got me one of the cups from the Cruise Fest.
Cool.
It's got the Cruise Fest logo on one side, and on the other side, Ace Frehley, Sebastian Bach, Return of the Comet, John Corabi, Bob Kulick, Thunder Mother, Kiss America, and so much more. So he got that, and while I
How was so much more?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Oh. I have to ask somebody.
So you didn't get to catch the water bottle that Ace threw. Oh, I mean, he didn't throw it toward the audience, though. I'm sorry.
Well, I have something that I want to say about that. If I was a sound man and he threw a water bottle at me and that got on my soundboard, I would either go to jail or I would get beat to death by an Ace Frehley fan because I would have punched him right in his fucking throat. You know, I realize you're fucking deaf, but don't yell at that guy because you can't fucking hear.
Right.
I don't think you were very clear about that at all.
I'm not really worked up about that. They're, you know.
You know what, though?
For that reason alone, I do not blame Gene and Paul for not wanting him back. Never mind the fact that his playing has suffered really bad.
And you know what, though? And I got to give John Regan credit, because he has stood beside what he said and called out Ace for what he did, and it was a bad thing. And people are like, "Well, you need to be nicer to Ace." And he's like, "No."
Oh,
he says
Ace.
He's not. You know, they ask him to come in to do a 15-minute sound check, and his handler said, "No, he can't." So you know what? At that point, if you didn't do the sound check and you didn't get your shit straight, you know what? That's unprofessional, and whatever you got's what you got. So
yeah. So shut your pie hole.
Anyway, now, having said that, I'm still an Ace Frehley fan, just not a fan of him as a human being.
No, and John was saying the same thing. You know, it's like it was very unprofessional.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the crew.
Andy Moyen put on the Peter Criss Experience, and I'm actually one day next week, I'm going to get on Skype with Andy, and I'm going to get on Skype with Joe D'Angelo and let them do a recap of each of their event and just put that out as a bonus episode.
Ooh. Cool.
But on one night of the Peter Criss Experience, they had these little the little Gene Simmons cups. As I was there, it's got the Living in Sin and the date and everything. And then on the other night, they had the Criss Army cups.
You know, cool.
So those are pretty cool. So since a friend of mine got me that one, I got him that one. And don't tell anybody, but I got you two one of these.
Yeah. I feel excited.
I am excited. Matt, it matches my shirt.
That's all. Thank you.
Y'all are actually the only ones I got a gift for. Oops.
Yeah.
I won't tell.
Ouch.
Oh, she'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So on the cruise itself, every day that you're on the cruise, they have a different drink and a cup.
Yep.
So Halloween is they always have the cruise on Halloween. So that's the actual Kiss Cruise Cup. You know, on one side it's just the Kiss Cruise logo, and the other the date of the event and everything. And I posted pictures on my Facebook, and in the pictures it shows what the drink of the day was.
Yeah, I saw that
menu. And, I saw the menu. Yeah.
Some of those drinks were pretty tough. The one that came with the Catman drink was called the Fussy Puzzy, you know. But all of the cups have the same logo, the Kiss Cruise logo on one side and then the other.
Right.
The drawing that was on the actual Kiss Cruise logo of each member.
Cool.
So that drink, you know, I don't remember what was in it, but it had rum in it, so that was already one strike against it for me. I'm not a big fan of rum.
Right.
But you drank it anyway, right?
Well, I drank all of the drinks by the end of the week. And on the last day of the cruise, you know, I finally figured out, and a lot of people didn't realize it, you can buy the cup without having to buy the drink.
Oh.
Cup was like $5 or something?
The cup was $5, and the drink to go in it was another $11. Yeah.
Wow.
So
bent over.
There's the Gene Simmons. Well, you know, the drink, the Gene Simmons drink, it
that looked pretty potent.
It was like drinking lighter fluid with a couple of jalapeno slices in it.
That's what it looked like.
And I got that drink 2 days in a row. And the first day that I got that drink, I was like, "God damn, that was pretty good." The second day, I was like, "That's terrible." It's like it wasn't even the same drink.
If you were drunk. More drunk one day than the other.
Right. The Spaceman drink.
Blue Kool-Aid?
No, it wasn't Blue Kool-Aid. But it had ginger beer.
Yeah.
You drink a Moscato, don't you? Moscow Mule?
It was like that. Yeah,
it was kind of like a Moscow Mule or Moscow Mule, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But then the Paul Stanley drink was the Purple Passion. And the drink was pretty good when you started at the top, and by the time you got to the bottom where all the alcohol was, because they didn't stir them up, the bottom of them was potent. And I ended up, the two people that I was running around with, I drank mine, and I drank theirs, too, because they didn't want it. So I was feeling pretty good by the end of the fall drinks. So cool. That was a nice little collection of cups from the cruise. every night you're in your cabin, they give you some little token gift. And the first night was a Kiss Cruise beach towel.
Cool.
You know? Oh, wow. That's now, cool.
I did not take mine out, you know, so that everybody could see it.
Right.
But it is a huge, it's like 3 foot wide by, you know, 5 foot tall, six.
Cool. Wow.
The thing is huge. I could lay on the whole thing and probably not touch the ground. But I was surprised at how many people, when we got off in the Bahamas, took their Kiss Cruise towel out and laid on the beach with it. I was like,
what?
Really? But, you know, that's their prerogative.
To each his own.
Dennis would have done that.
That is their prerogative.
I'd have been like, you had left it in the plastic, brought it home, left it in the plastic, yeah, hung it up somewhere.
No kidding.
Still in the plastic.
One night they gave us, you know, it's just a poster with the Kiss Cruise logo and stuff on it. Yeah.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
And there's always one night that they have a gift that is autographed by all the band.
Right.
So this is actually a pretty cool score. Because they sell Kiss poker chips.
Right.
And if you're not in the casino, basically as soon as you get on the ship, you don't get the Kiss poker chips because they sell out quick. But they did an autographed Kiss Cruise poster. Yeah. And it's got all of the poker chips.
Cool.
That were available for sale.
That's pretty cool.
How nice.
And if you look on eBay right now, there are some people that are selling theirs.
Really?
So if you want one of these desperately bad enough,
go to eBay.
Get on the eBay. Now, something that I missed back from the Cruise Fest, the party, and at the Holiday Inn was, you could tell the last day of it was the Kiss swap meet, and I think Andy was down there on getting ready to go on honeymoon with his wife. So all of the stuff that he had, it was basically like, please take this off my hands. You know, so he gave me I was there at the Gathering 3 poster, which that was kind of cool. And all of our listeners will love this one because we all love Mr. Vincent. He gave me, that poster as well.
That's I don't think that's worded correctly.
It was close enough.
It says rocked. I don't think that's what happened.
He didn't rock. He stood there looking like a dumbass.
But then there was a couple other posters like that. One from Madison Square Garden,
a pink dumbass,
and one from Boston.
Cool.
And the coolest thing that Andy gave me was actually this 4x8.
Oh, that's
poster
neat.
That's signed by everybody that's currently. Well,
fuck yeah!
Band. Yeah,
that's better than any Vinnie Vincent shit.
Yeah. Well, it's especially nice because I didn't get Rob Afuso's signature when we were in Indianapolis. So I've got it now.
There you go. Awesome. That's
so that
cool.
That was kind of all of the loot and stuff.
Right.
I was actually, you know, I wore my Walmart Kiss t-shirt to the Holiday Inn. You know, that's what I traveled in. And on the cruise, I didn't wear any Kiss shirts at all. I wore, and, you know, That was one thing everybody made such a big deal about. You're not in a Kiss shirt? About half the people weren't in Kiss shirts, you know, and there were just as many Beatles shirts or Guns N' Roses shirts and Alice in Chains shirts. So, you know, for those of you who are all bent out of shape because you're on a Kiss cruise without a Kiss shirt, fuck off.
So what did you, I know you said you didn't go see The Darkness. What shows did you go see while you were on the concert or on the
boat? I saw there's a band from Romania. It's a brothers and sisters band. They were called Liliac. And Liliac is a Romanian word for something, and I haven't looked it up yet.
Brothers and sisters?
No.
Just fucking guessing.
Anyway. Hang on a second.
Uh-oh. He's going to call.
I had to cough a little bit. But
fill in.
You know, for a young band, they were pretty decent.
Cool.
They have, there are two sisters and three brothers. One of the sisters is the drummer. She doesn't sing or anything. And the other sister, she can play bass and she sings. She played bass on one song, but she sang on most everything else, or she did sing on everything else.
Right.
if you close your eyes and listen, she sounded like Doral Pash.
Oh,
you know, well, and that's cool. That's what I told the people I was with. I'm like, she sounds just like Doral Pash. And, you know, my friend Stephanie was like, oh my God, I was trying to figure that voice out. That is dead on.
That's cool.
But, you know, I mean, she was like 17 or 18 years old.
Wow.
You know, I think the drummer's 19. The girl might be 18. The guitar, their brother, the older of the brothers played guitar, and that kid can play. I think of all of the people that are in that band, the ones that are probably going to go the furthest are the singer and the guitar player.
Gotcha.
You know, because, I mean, they are a young band. They did really well, but, you know, they're like every other young band.
Right.
They got some chops. They need to work on their chops. But it was cool. It was cool to see that they got on the ship because I think they won the one of the two or three bands got on the ship based on fan votes.
Cool.
Yeah. You know? Cool. The bass player was a little, I want to say he was probably 13 or 14.
Right.
This is a Romanian Danny Bonaducci.
I had Danny Bonaducci in my head. I was like going.
But, actually, you know, my group helped get those kids from, after that show was over, back up to the merch area because they were actually trying to shut the merch place down.
Right.
Because it was near the end of the cruise.
Right.
So, you know, we kind of got to be guides or escorts or whatever you want to say, just to help because they didn't know where they were going.
Cool.
But and so then, how did, and so then the can young, I ask? Oh, there's one more member. The youngest member was probably 9 or 10, and he played keyboards.
Right.
And you know, he looked like
Susan Day of the group.
I don't know how to know the little girl that plays the tambourine or the little boy.
Oh yeah. Tracy. Yeah.
The youngest.
Tracy.
I don't know all the names of the.
I think there was
kids. But. He looked like he was having a hard time figuring out how he should behave on stage because he basically kind of just jumped up and down every once in a while playing the keyboard, you know. But they all tore it up. They all had a good time. They played three or four originals, and most of them were covers. They did an Iron Maiden song, a Dio song, Sabbath.
Good parenting.
They did Janis Joplin's Take Another Piece of My Heart.
Oh, cool.
And that girl, she tore that song up too.
Cool.
Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. And they did Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
But it seemed to me like they were playing a little bit different arrangement, but that's okay. It was still good. There's a band out of Wiesbaden, Germany called The New Roses that I really liked because they are a blues rock band. And, to hear that guy sing, he has that gritty, gravelly, bluesy voice. And to hear the guy sing that you would never know that he was German. And even his English, he's really well spoken.
It's good.
But, cool. They were really good. Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown, I believe, was one of the bands. And I didn't catch their whole set. I only got caught a part of theirs. They were really good. There was a band called Jake J and the Killjoys that I really liked them until the guy started singing. And then he started doing that throaty, gravelly roar. Yeah. I don't know how, other than calling it Cookie Monster vocals, which it wasn't exactly that, but it was still pretty gritty. I don't know.
Screamo type stuff.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. Right. But when he sang regular, it was great. But that one thing was the only thing that I didn't like about that band. Warrant was really good, obviously.
Now, were these all kind of throughout the day? Like, as you went along, they were sparsely little concerts here and there?
I wouldn't say sparsely because, you know, you miss some shows to see other shows.
Oh, really?
So were they in different places?
There were two or three different things going on at a time. Yeah, they had a small bar called Magnums down on like the sixth deck, and I mean it was in a corner, you know. That's probably as big as my room here, which isn't very big at all, but they had that where a lot of bands played there. Bands played in the atrium and then up on the pool deck, you know. You got to be on the pool deck, that's the big stage. That's where
Bruce and them played at.
Right,
you go see that show, Bruce?
I went and saw both of those shows. I would have missed Kiss to see those shows.
Yep.
Because and I mean, were, honest to goodness, so good. Honest to really goodness, good. Knowing that Bruce was coming back with those same guys, you all know, right. I didn't care if I saw anything other than Kiss and those guys. That's what I was there for.
I watched those videos last night, and I even texted you, and I said, dude, I said, these are fucking golden. Well, those, all those little things he did from, you know, he took Zach, different eras and different albums and did those things. I was like, oh, it's in medleys. I'm like, going,
those medleys were fucking awesome.
Awesome. Yep. I mean, they were.
Now, of course, I'm going to give Zach Throne a huge fucking shout out, because I told him, you know, I caught him in the hall and talked to him for a little bit. And I'm like, dude, you're a better 80s Gene than Gene was in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, I don't think you should say that.
Yeah.
But Gene just heard me. I mean, honest to goodness, that.
No, you told me that before I listened to it, actually.
Man.
Yeah, you told me that before I listened to it. And then I went and listened to it, and I even texted you back, and I said, he is a better Gene than Gene was acting like Gene in the 80s or whatever it was, you know, because yeah, he has got that sound down. Mm-hmm. And you know, so of course Brent, you know, and Todd, they're all just, it's just fucking awesome. Todd's awesome, you know, everybody, the whole band is, you know, they did not need Bob there. They called him Bob.
Good Lord, no, Bob.
Bald Cutie,
be nice, come on.
I'm just teasing. But that's why I texted you. I said bald Kulik, like, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being bald.
Well, you don't have to call people names. Come on, be nice.
No. Oh, I know. No.
Although, it is my understanding that he is now suing Keith LaRue and Bruce Kulik. So.
Really?
That'll be pretty fun. I just saw something something briefly about that earlier today. Yeah.
That'll make an interesting Christmas.
Well, I see they don't celebrate Christmas.
Tell the story
about... Oh, that's it. They're Jewish, yeah. Okay, that'll make an interesting Hanukkah or whatever.
Anyway.
Tell the story real quick about Steven Adler. I liked your picture, and then you said... I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, so I'm sitting in the dining facility with my friends Wendy and Don King. Not the boxer dude, Don King.
Right. The dude without...
It was me and Wendy and Don King and Stephanie Lutz and Lisa Burgoon. And we were all sitting there, and Steven Adler comes up, and he gives this girl at the table, you know, a couple tables over, a big old hug and a kiss. And I, being the smart ass that I am, I'm like, hey, where's my hug and kiss? And before I knew it, big old kiss planted on my cheek, great big old hug. And then, you know,
how great is that?
He stayed there long enough for me to get my camera out and get a picture. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, I would like to be able to sit down and talk with him, because I think he would have some pretty funny shit to say.
Well, and you know what? He looked good. He's healthy. You know, for what people say about him and stuff, he looks good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to see him doing well. I really do.
If I understand correctly, he had a stroke.
Right.
You know, and yeah,
it was a cocaine-induced stroke. Yes.
Right, and the only thing that it really did was impair his speech a little bit.
Exactly. He's got a little bit of a speech impediment. That's you know.
So while we're on the topic of Steven Adler, his band, holy shit. I don't know any of the members of the band's name, but
is this the Appetite?
No, it's just
Adler's Appetite.
It was advertised as Steven Adler of Guns N' Roses. Adler's Appetite hasn't done anything in probably 10 years.
See, I don't know. That's how.
But he has a young girl that plays bass for him that, I mean, she make Geddy Lee look like an amateur. She just tore that bass up, you know.
Mm. Well,
very good bass player. Everybody in that band was good. The singer of the band, and all I know him by is Happy. That's what we called him the whole cruise. But he is from Argentina.
Right.
And when he talks, you know, it's very much like the singer for Journey.
Right.
You know, when you look at him and you hear him talk, he looks nothing like what you would expect to be on stage singing Guns N' Roses songs.
But whenever he sings, he sounds just like Axl.
he sounds almost just like Axl. Wow. He sounds more like Axl than Arnell sounds like Steve Perry.
So did he just do a bunch of Guns N' Roses tunes?
They did basically mostly Guns N' Roses songs, and there were two songs they did that I didn't recognize. So sure. I don't know if they were covers of other songs,
right?
Or if they were Steven Adler Band originals. I don't know what they were. I hadn't heard them. And I can't be bothered to go try to figure it out.
Yeah. No, I saw him with Guns N' Roses.
Hold on. I'm not done. I saw Steven Adler's band play twice. The second time I saw Steven Adler's band play, that a little fella on there by the name of Justin Hawk that come up and got on the guitar.
Really?
And he played Sweet Child of Mine. And if you close your eyes, he sounded like Slash.
Wow, I mean, that's
cool. He knew those leads. He had that solo down. You know, Justin Hawken is a killer guitar player. Even though I'm not a fan of The Darkness, you know, I will give that guy credit. He is a monster guitar player.
Well, Peter would love to hear that. Peter would be like,
"Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to catch shit from Peter Cicery because I never caught The Darkness." Now, speaking of never catching The Darkness, when The Darkness was set to play on the pool deck one of the evenings, we were getting ready to get on the elevator, and just as the door opened, security stopped and pushed us all out of the way. Paul and Tommy got off the elevator to go around to see The Darkness. Wow. But they stopped and talked to us all for, you know, it might have been 2 minutes. It wasn't very long at all.
Right.
You know, they talked to ask us if we're having a good time and everything, and then gave everybody a fist bump and went on. So,
you know. So let's talk about this.
My second life interaction with Paul Stanley was positive as well as the first one.
That's cool. So let's talk about this. So Kiss's performance that you got to see, did you go to the first one or first night or second night?
I went first night. The only difference between the first night and the second night is the second night they played one more song. They did Lick It Up.
Okay. So what was your... What do you think about that show?
Well, the first song they started the show with was Say Yeah, so I'm like, all right, we get that turd out of the way. And then they followed that up with Larger Than Life.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now.
Larger Than Life, God damn it. When have they ever played that live?
Is Paul singing or is he lip syncing? What is he doing? Did it sound a little rougher than what we heard?
Well, considering that that's a Gene song, Paul didn't sing it at all.
No, but I'm saying whenever you heard Paul singing that night,
I'm pretty sure he had help. But that now a funny thing about Paul is, you know, he always does his stage raps and everything, and he started to say, you know, this next song that we're going to do comes off the album Love Gun, and the audience didn't cheer, didn't make a peep. It was like crickets. You know, so Mike's tapping on the microphone. I just want to know if this fuck those old people. I just said something about Love Gun and didn't get no response. Or yeah, whatever exactly was he said. But it was just funny because, I mean, he's looked like, y'all didn't respond at all. What the fuck?
Well, that's how it should be. Right. Like, then he would do something off of Rock and Roll Over. I mean, he never gets them right anyway.
So he had all the album titles right this time.
Well, good.
You know. But the songs that Paul sang, you know, there were times you could tell he was singing, and there were times you could tell that he was getting help.
Yeah. Did Gene sound good?
Gene sounded good. Now the caveat here is Gene is still dealing with kidney stones.
Right.
And Gene is refusing to take pain medication.
Right.
So Gene was in pain the whole time he was on the ship.
Right.
You know, but he got on there and he was a trooper and just powered through it.
Pain is larger than life.
Or shouldn't he have sang Sweet Pain?
Sweet Pain, yeah. No, my kidney pain.
Now, here's the second highlight of those shows for me.
Right.
Kiss performed It's My Life off of the Vault.
Wow, that's awesome.
When they first started performing it, I didn't realize what it was. I'm like, fuck is this? Oh, shit! You know?
That's good.
The only other thing that really struck me as pretty awesome is they did an electric version of Got to Choose.
Cool.
Yeah, you know, they did Say Yeah, Cold Gin.
The usual.
They did Heavens on Fire, but Paul didn't do the the intro scream thing. They're just like, all right, let's go. And right. I look at you, you know.
So I've never been on a cruise ship.
That's what I would like for them to do. They can do Heaven's on Fire. Just do that version.
That's exactly what they did. It was great.
So these, when you go for the Kiss show itself, how many seats are in that arena or whatever it is that you're
it's the Stardust Theater, and right. I want to say there's 1,500 seats in there because they split
it should
up,
be half.
They split right. it up into two nights.
So is there, 3,000 people on the boat?
I think there's about 3,000. I didn't pay attention to an exact
number.
So
if you go to the show, or if you go on the boat, you get to go to one of the shows.
Well,
so you're
now, the way this works is when you reserve a cabin, there are two tickets per cabin. So there were three people in my cabin. I had to buy my ticket because the people that I cruised with have cruised before.
Right.
So, you know, that was the deal. If you come into our cabin, you know that you have to buy your own ticket.
Ticket to the show?
Yeah.
How much was that extra?
It was $250.
Really? Wow.
Nope.
What do you expect?
Wow. You would think that would be in the...
Now, here's something else that's funny. I don't know why, but I was a first-time cruiser, and I got a seat almost dead center in like row U, you know, which is a small theater, so it's dead center.
Yeah,
really good
pretty
seat.
Close.
A really good seat. My friends who have been on these cruises forever ended up getting stuck up off to the side in the standing area.
Wow.
You know, so that doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm looking. We talked about this the other night. I've actually signed up just as a pre. I'm just gonna, you know, not saying I'm gonna go do it. I actually can get the time off. I've got the time available, and that time is actually open. I won't know till the first of the year, but I went ahead and signed up for the pre sign up or whatever.
Oh yeah,
it is.
Well, it'll be well past the beginning of the year before you
right
before they start letting you buy. Right.
And I'm still on the fence. I really don't know. I mean, I have to really think about it because, like I said, I'm not gonna. You know, I don't know. I've never been on a cruise.
Well,
so.
I went for just the experience of being with other Kiss fans, you know, and I went and I met quite a few people that I've known
right.
for 20 years through the different
Did
Kiss.
Jeff buy a guitar?
You have to ask Jeff that. I don't know. I don't think he bought anything this trip because he bought it all last time.
I got to say.
Now, my friend, one of my friends, Mike, I have two different friends named Mike that were on the cruise. One of my friends named Mike did buy... three guitars. I think he bought a bass, a guitar, and some drum stuff.
Man, that's a lot.
Now that I think about it, he bought two guitars because he said something about
buy a nice car for that.
Doing the Tom Thayer thing, but yeah, the $250 I spent for that extra ticket was
that's another
compared to that.
I guarantee it. So let's just talk about the part of the cruise. Food is available all the time, and then you have a dinner. How do the boats
is it a regular
work?
Cruise? I mean, just regular cruise, like
well,
your other
it,
stuff, other
like
than the entertainment.
Yeah, it's like a regular cruise, other than it has all the entertainment.
I've never been on a cruise. I don't know.
This was my first time on a cruise line other than Royal Caribbean, and right. you know they all do things differently. Like on Royal Caribbean, the buffet is open from this time to this time, then this time to this time. You know, on Norwegian Pearl, on the Norwegian cruises, the buffet is all open almost all the time. Now,
really?
The food was really good. I was surprised. Hmm. But we were sitting, I'd run into Brent Fitz, and he's like, hey, guys, what are you guys going to do? We're going to go to the dining facility. Do you mind if I come hang out with you?
No.
Sure. You know. But,
no,
I mean,
why we want to
hang out with us two or three times on the cruise.
That's cool.
It was
Brent's a cool dude.
It was really cool. But you know, we get to the dining facility and it was probably 12:30 or 1 in the morning, and we sat there for a couple hours and looked up and it was 3:00, and they had the area where you get food roped off, and they'd taken everything out and they were cleaning everything. So I was like, I guess they do close the dining facility at like 3 AM.
I mean, it's full out food, all you want, everything
yeah.
you can do.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, I'd be gaining some weight.
You're not the only one, dude. I promise you that.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time, though.
I did have a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I just my thing is, I would think KISS should have to be like the biggest part of it, and so far I haven't seen that in the last couple of years. Right. The Bruce Kulick thing to me just blows it away.
Before,
I mean, it's just
before you know you dog on KISS for not doing, you know, they do the two shows, they do a Sail Away show, they also do a Q&A. You know, Tommy and Eric do a Q&A, a meet and greet thing. I think, you know, Tommy Thayer gets up there and does
guess the solo.
It's kind of like, yeah, name that solo or whatever. And you'd be surprised how hard that is because it's not just KISS songs. You know, he'll throw out a couple of easy things in there and then he'll throw something out. It takes people a while to figure out. But all four members do different things. You know, Paul Stanley does a cooking thing, I think. I may be wrong on that. He does do an art class.
He did a painting thing this time.
But there are different activities that, you know, you have to pay separate to do those activities. But they do different activities. They don't just play two shows and then hide in their room the whole time.
Right. No, I get that. But yeah. I would think that the shows that they were doing, that's the thing for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I would pay and go to that because I want to see them do the stuff that I don't get to see them do in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Right.
Which now, is not two songs.
I get that. Yeah. They did, they probably go back to this on Cruise 10, I'm sure. But on Cruise 9, instead of doing the Sail Away show the day that they actually sail away, you know, they built a stage that was in the round.
Right.
You know, well, the stage actually rotated. You know, it would rotate clockwise for a while, and then it would rotate counterclockwise for a while. The highlights of that for me was they did an acoustic version of Lover All I Can.
Cool.
Hotter Than Hell. And they got Bruce up there for six or seven songs.
They did She and
all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So how
well,
could
Dennis,
you?
Well, Dennis, you tell us all about it. Sounds like you were there.
No, I'm just looking at. There was one thing that said that Bruce had filled in for She and a few other songs. That's I didn't even actually listen to it yet. I haven't even watched.
He was on for more songs. I was expecting them to have him on for three songs and then run him off.
Right.
But once they got him on, he stayed for the rest of the event.
Hmm. Was the Sail Away show, could you see okay? Was it hard to see, or did you have to be?
I think it depends on where you were sitting or standing. You know, now I chose the specific spot that I chose because of the vantage point, and it was up on the sun deck by the spotlight away from everyone. You know, because people irritate the shit out of me when I'm at those shows. I'm there to listen to the show. I don't want to be talking.
Does it sound good? It sounded great.
But they had, even though a circle doesn't have corners, they had four stacks of speakers, you know, so basically a stack on every corner.
Cool.
But yeah. That's interesting. Somebody did it at the electric show, and it really grates on my nerves why you spend that much money to go to a show and then yell talk the whole time. You know, nobody around here wants to hear your conversation. We want to hear Gene fuck up the words to Larger Than Life, which he did.
Oh, you know what? That just segues into real quick. I forgot to tell you this. I saw Tony Bennett last Friday night. Same thing. There was a couple behind us that decided that this needed to get into a really nice discussion about whatever it was, and loudly.
Yeah. That Beatles
during Tony
that
Bennett,
to,
and I'm like, "Are that, you fucking?" That, I kept, I finally got to the point where I was like going like this. I turn around and I look at him like, you know, I was like, "Don't do that." And I'm going, "No, I'm gonna fuck," and they didn't. They didn't fucking care. They just kept fucking talking. I'm like, "Really?"
Same thing happened to me when I went to that Beatles tribute. It was people that I know beside me, just loud and obnoxious.
It's like, when we went to intermission,
we went and found somewhere else to sit.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Well, what would you move over there for?" I'm like, "Oh, probably because I'm going to have to leave before the show's over."
Because you guys won't shut the fuck up.
You guys won't shut up. Shut your pie hole.
But I had to tell Laura, I'm like, you know, for business reasons, I can't really say much because it's a good client I'd hate to lose.
So did you get the Kiss crud?
I know
Julian. Julian was talking about that. That I guess last time it was really bad. I guess they got a bunch of people got sick.
A bunch of people got sick on this one too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
It's because of the germs. You
know, and I don't know if that's just because people don't wash their hands well enough or what. You know,
I'd be washing my hands.
Knock on wood, I did fine.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So would you do it again?
Yes. I can't do Kiss Cruise 10 because I'm already committed to a Hawaiian cruise with Laura. But if Kiss Cruise 11 comes around, fuck yeah, I'm going.
Yeah. I think I'm going to look into it really seriously because, like I said, you know, I told you earlier today.
One caveat, I will tell you right now. Two caveats.
Better room.
Number one, where are the most comfortable fucking shoes you can find? Because my feet are still killing me. Yeah. Number two, if you're going to plan on drinking a lot on the ship,
to get the booze,
you have to find a cabin mate that is willing to pay for the drink package. Because one person in the cabin gets a drink package, everybody has to get the drink package.
Right.
And, you know, that's
why is that?
That is because people have abused it. You know, one person in the cabin will buy a drink package and then get drinks for all their friends.
Right.
You know, the same reason that you're not allowed to get a stage photo with Kiss anymore, because people would get the stage photo with their crew, their cabin mates, and then sneak back in line and try to get one by themselves.
Right.
Because they didn't do it last year. And that's what one of the six-man people explained to me. Because people were, you know, trying to game the system and it was causing the bands to be late for the shows.
So how much extra was it for the drink package?
$500, wasn't it?
I think it was $99 a day.
That's it? That's actually a pretty good deal, because if you're drinking on there, I'm sure the drinks are, what, 15 a piece, probably?
Beers were $6 a piece.
Oh, just six?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't need it then. Okay.
Yeah, you would.
So we talked about this a long time beforehand. You kept saying that you had to get stored up on your sleep because once you get there, you're not going to sleep much.
That was not a problem. Nah. You know,
you sleep whenever you want to.
I think there are a lot of people who just enjoy staying up and being with their friends. But, you know,
at some point,
are all like me, you know. The first night, I think I got to bed at, you know, maybe 2 or 2:30, something like that.
Right.
The night that Fitz hung out with us until we closed the chow hall.
Right.
I call it a chow hall because I was in the military, so there.
There you go.
But, you know, that morning I got to bed about 4, 4:30, something like that.
Sure.
But, you know,
it doesn't feel like it when you're doing all that stuff.
I slept 6 or 7 hours. You know, I got plenty of sleep. I got plenty of sleep on the cruise.
You didn't do any excursion stuff at all then, did you?
The closest I came to doing an excursion is when we got to the Bahamas. I went and bought a hat because I forgot to bring one with me. Right. And I sat on the beach and got out in the water.
So you actually got off the boat then?
I got off the boat in Jamaica as well.
Oh, cool.
But if you get off the boat and stirrup case, Great Stirrup Cays, Bahamas, I believe that's what it's called. There are huge rocks in the water. I mean, you'll break your toe if you hit that rock hard enough.
Oh,
big fucking rocks out in the water.
That
so
sucks.
Pay attention for those. Cause
gotcha.
I'm surprised I didn't break my foot again.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time, though.
I did have a great time.
Good.
Hung out with the guy that sings for the Queen tribute. He was a nice guy. He's Canadian.
All right.
But don't be surprised if you don't see him in Central or Northern Indiana soon.
Cool.
Because they've got a bunch of gigs booked in the Indiana, Ohio area.
Is that the Queen Experience thing, or what's that called? I saw something coming up. One Night with Queen, or one?
I think they're called Simply Queen.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was something recently.
There is another one called the Queen Experience. There are two or three different Queen tributes going around, and that's one thing that when we were talking to him, you know, he had pointed out, you know, when they try to get into certain places, they'll get turned down because there's been another Queen tribute in that same area within X number of days.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that makes sense because the Kiss tributes always had the same problem.
Right. Well, I'm glad you went, man. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's cool.
And considering how cheap my flight was, and I was expecting like a Fred Flintstone airplane or some shit, I mean, the flights were good. The only thing, you know, was because I got the basic economy flight is I was in the last group to get on the airplane. But
yeah.
Knock on wood, for the next trip that I take, my flights were all uneventful. Nothing was delayed. You know, no troubles with my luggage or anything like that. So,
All in all,
it was all a good experience.
I'm glad, man. Well, good for you.
You were ready for that. You were ready for that for a long time.
I think I said this in my little conversation with Joe, but I'm going to say it again. One of our listeners come up to me in Jamaica, and he's like, "Hey, man, I really enjoy your show." And Big Dummy was like, "Okay, thanks," and just kind of walked off. So I caught him on the ship the next day, and I was like, "Man, I just totally drew a blank when you came up to me. Social awkwardness is still a problem, you know." So I talked to him for a minute and got my picture with him and everything. One of the things that I did learn while I was on the cruise is I suck at sales. So many people I did not introduce myself to that I should have. You know, Jeff Rogers even brought it up. You know, because I ran into him and he was with some friends and I just started talking to him and he was like, "Well, I guess Alan thinks everybody knows him, so I'll go ahead and introduce him for you." I was like, "Oh yeah, I don't know you people, do I?"
You know what? That's just when you're around people like that. You know, we're just like everybody else.
Family, you know.
It is. Yeah. You're just like everybody else. Nobody, you know. The thing is, I wouldn't sit there and go, "Oh yeah, I have a podcast." You know, it's like, oh, fuck that. You know, we're having fun. We're here for a cruise.
I did give some business cards away. I had intended to. I'd actually scheduled about 20 interviews with people that were going to be on the cruise, and they kept changing the damn schedule.
Yeah.
So I mean, you couldn't get, you know, it's like, "Well, I can't do the interview now because such is going to be playing if I want to see him." So I just like, "Well, we're just going to stand around and drink."
There's nothing wrong with that. You're on a cruise. Yeah. You're on a cruise.
And honestly, you know, I was really surprised at how little I spent on the cruise ship, you know, because I spent less than $250 on my cruise account.
That's pretty good.
It would have been almost $300, but by the time I got to the merch place, the shirts were gone.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So you didn't get a shirt at all?
I didn't get a shirt, no. And normally I don't get a shirt, so I wasn't upset about it. You know, and I did kind of wait till the last day.
Right.
But when I went in there, they're like, "All we have left is 3XL. And I'm like, "I don't need a tent, thanks." You know, because
I don't need something to grow into.
Well, a 3X, and that's the problem. If I had a 3XL, I would try to fill it up.
Don't need that trauma.
Well, if you stay at the buffet till 3 o'clock every morning, then you probably could.
Well, go on the Vince Neil cruise.
Oh, the Vince Neil diet? Is that the one where they say shout at the deli?
Yeah. You'll make it.
Oh, my God.
We're glad you had a good time.
Well, you know, there was so much that's going on. I know that I've only scratched the surface of everything.
Yeah. We'll bring it up
again. I competed in the pick throwing contest.
Did you win?
Fuck no, I didn't win. They had the, you know, and they told us up front, "These aren't good picks, so don't be sticking them in your pocket." They were just cheap, you know. Oh, they might have been 0.3. 0.2. They were thin.
Should have took some hounds with you, some of those 8.8s. You've been like throwing them motherfuckers.
You can only throw the picks they give you.
Well, yeah, but they're light.
But when I got on the stage, the guy was like, "How many do you think you're going to get?" And I said, "Zero." And he was like, "Well, that's no way to..." I'm like, "Well, I'm being honest." But I got, they give you 15 picks to throw. And you've got one bucket that's 100 points, a bucket further back that's 200, and a bucket all the way in the back that's 500.
Well, you got to hit the bucket.
You got to get it in the bucket.
Oh, for God's sake.
You know?
I thought it was just distance.
Out of 15 picks, I got one in the 200 bucket.
Well, that's good.
Now, I did a pretty good job of being in the sound guy because I hit that dude 3 times.
At least it wasn't a water bottle.
It wasn't a water bottle, though.
Yeah.
But there was so much to do on there. So many people to talk to. You know, because people come up and say, "I like your show," or, "Man, I recognize you from the Kiss Cruise Facebook page." You know, the beard. You know, "Where's your hat?" It was really cool you know, just to see people that you recognized. But
yeah, it's cool.
And I know I've barely scratched the surface of all the things to do, but there was so much going on. I should have been like a reporter and just wrote down, oh, I did this, write this down. I did this, write this down.
Well, as things pop up, write them down, and then we'll talk about them on the next show.
No, after
this,
I'll completely forget I was ever on a cruise.
Probably.
That's
never
bullshit.
Mention it again.
Yeah.
Never mention it again.
So, all right. If I think about it, I'll link my Facebook page, the photo album with those pictures.
Oh, please.
I'll link that to this episode.
There's some cool pictures.
Yeah.
Cool.
Some really cool. The funniest picture is Gil Garcia. That dude looks like he looks a lot. I mean, he really does look like Paul Stanley.
Oh, I saw that
dude.
Yeah,
there were a couple of people that posted on my Facebook page. Wow, that is awesome. I'm like, no, that's Gil.
I actually took a double take on that one. I was
to him a couple of times. You know, right. You know, I was like, so how awkward does it get for you sometimes? He said, it's kind of entertaining. You know,
it's funny. Too funny. Awesome. All right. Well, that's great. So
Alan, you want to tell us where we can find you and plug your podcast? And
you can find me at agesofrock.com, where you can also find a Stitcher Radio link and links to our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And on that note, I believe we are done. So,
yeah.
I've got my nails.
Still got your nails.
I got
still
my
got your
nails did. Well, the funny thing is when I was in the ocean, the ring finger on my left hand, that just right off, you know.
Really?
But the black nail polish stayed on pretty good. The silver nail polish, not so much.
Hmm.
But I won't wear the silver anymore because I don't think I'm, as much as I love Ace, I'm not giving him any more shout-outs. Yeah. And on that note, folks, peace out.
We're out.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.